Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people shift their perception of relaxation and understand the true power of it. So I am super excited to introduce Karen Carlson. Now, Karen is a relaxation expert and founder of Be Well and Renew, which is a wellness collective that provides services and resources to help people create a pause with a purpose in their day, simply and conveniently. Now, as a business owner for over 30 years, Karen feels who we are and what we become is always a journey of creating and recreating. Now, as a wife, mother, and grandmother, as well as author and massage therapist, Karen focuses her energy on caring for others. Now, that has been her driving energy since she was young. Karen has published three books, which include Weaver of Words, My Pen Sang, and both of those are collections of poetry, as well as Grandma's Magic Pillows, which is a children's book. Now, Karen serves those who care about their wellness physically, mentally, and emotionally. And some of the ways she makes wellness accessible are through guided meditations, relaxation eye pillows, inspiration cards, and online courses. Now, she believes that relaxation is not a luxury, but a happy and healthy place where we are more intentional and then become more productive. Well, welcome, Karen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I am very excited to be here, Wendy. Thank you so much for inviting me to speak to your community and share some words of hopefully helpful wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I just love how you're helping people create more peaceful, productive lives through relaxation. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Great. Like I said, I'm very excited to share that with you and really kind of reveal that in a way that's helpful to others.
Yeah, that's great. And, when I was bringing you into this conversation, I mentioned that you have 30 years of business ownership, but exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own wellness practice?
Well, 30 years ago, it didn't begin as a wellness practice. It began by incorporating our business. And actually, at the beginning, we started doing telemarketing. We've come a long way since then, and a lot of, kind of ups and downs and ebbs and flows throughout that. But about 20 years ago, I decided to go to school and become a massage therapist and never looked back after that. It really fit very well with who I am and the way that I, like I said, really from a young age, always kind of was in a caregiving sort of mode. So becoming a massage therapist really fit perfectly, and I've never looked back. I love every minute and all the different aspects of that business that it provides for myself and for others.
Right. Maybe as a telemarketing, owning a telemarketing company, you needed to go to massage therapists and you realize, hey, this sounds like something I'd love to do instead of telemarketing, because that could be really stressful. And obviously
Absolutely.
you aligned more with providing that, relaxation type work instead of telemarketing. So yeah, that's
Right.
great. Well, so how long have you had your own, this version of your business, and Has this business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Like I said, it's been a little over 20 years since I've had this kind of version of my business, and really has been the kind of the meat and potatoes of what I do.
Okay.
And initially it was really centered more around offering massage therapy.
Right.
But then probably about 8 years or so ago, I decided I needed to have a presence on the World Wide Web. And at that point, there was some shifting that was going on. And then I moved into actually creating resources that actually helped to support the people that were coming for massage, so that in between their massages, they were able to have resources that helped them to return to that sense of relaxation they enjoyed on the massage table. Because I always say, who can't relax on the massage table? But what about the time in between when you're stressed out and you're frustrated? Right. You know, what are the things that can help you to sort of recapture that in some way?
Got it. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, to be able to have that sustained experience versus that wonderful 30-minute session. So yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Well, there's always, you know, many roadblocks and stuff. I actually worked as an independent contractor. So then it was kind of dependent on someone else about 8 years ago. Then I've been on my own since then. Yeah. And so it's maintaining your clientele. It's being able to do networking and do marketing and do the things that help to draw new clientele to your business in all the different aspects that are provided in that business and stuff. So it's the challenge of crafting your message and crafting the things that will attract people, or at least create curiosity in people as far as, oh, really, relaxation can be productive? You know, how does that make sense, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the messaging and creating that clarity and attracting potential clients into your world. Yeah, that's a whole marketing piece that is so important. So what have you done to really gain those skills? Because they really are just additional skills. Your zone of genius is within creating wellness through relaxation, but learning marketing, learning other skills has been something that has to be acquired. Can you share maybe some of your techniques of how you acquired those skills?
Sure. I've worked with a number of coaches over the years and have really searched for a good match of a coach. You know, there's coaches in so many different aspects of business and development and all of those kind of things. And so finding someone that really helped me to hone those skills and really help to draw out of me the things that would really help my business to grow. So one example was I had done a workshop with one coach where they were really talking about kind of your ideal client and what makes you different and stuff. And one of the things that came out of that was actually, I don't call myself a massage therapist. I call myself a relaxation expert. Mm-hmm. And so that was a real revelatory moment for me, because it gave me a title that I could really hold on to and really crafted, you know, a lot of my messaging as a result of that, by working with that person and allowing that process to help me to really draw that out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, thank you for giving some insight as to how you've gained some of those skills. And, you know, obviously you're an expert at helping people create wellness through integrating relaxation into their daily lives, which is, you know, so powerful. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
For sure. More often than I probably care to admit.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely one of those things that doesn't always come in the toolkit, right? Of jumping into business.
Right. Right. And you know, depending on our own different personality styles and that kind of thing, you know, being as kind of a helper personality type, if people are familiar with like Enneagram or whatever, you know, being the helper, you know, it's hard to ask sometimes. So learning how to ask in a way that's offering something to the individual, but asking at the same time really has been a challenge for me. It's really been a challenge for me to sort of learn how to feel confident in what I'm asking for. You know, I can be confident in my skills when I have someone on the massage table or, you know, sharing something, but the ask sometimes is really a challenge. You know, I just want people to see that it's wonderful and come running.
And you want to just give versus asking for anything. Yeah, that's understandable. Yes. I can completely understand how that is probably creating not so much a lack of confidence, but just a kind of an uneasiness when it comes
to
that.
It's an internal struggle.
Yeah.
It becomes an internal struggle between the wanting to give, but also seeing it as a business.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you're not alone, definitely, in feeling those kinds of things bubble up at that point of transitioning to, okay, well, this is, you know, these are what my fees are, or this is the level of investment, or this is, you know, the packages that I have. So, well, if you'd like, I can provide you with just a little bit of insight around that might move the needle for you.
That would be awesome. I would appreciate anything you could provide.
Sure. And, you know, a lot of it does come down to a mindset within that container of, okay, this is what I understand you're struggling with. This is what I understand you'd like to have instead, which is less stress or, you know, tightness or, you know, feeling uptight, whatever their version of the opposite of relaxation is. And then simply saying, well, this is a game plan, or this is how you can achieve that. And so for you, because that feels uncomfortable in associating, okay, and it's going to cost you X amount of dollars, to shift your mindset around that is a technique to use, is just really leaning into the fact that for them to experience what you're saying comes down to deeper work or having that expertise and putting value on the fact that what you are offering is an expertise. And nobody expects to get that level of expertise for free. I mean, it's understanding that people expect to pay. You don't go to a physician who is highly trained and expert in what they do and expect them to just provide a procedure or something for free. You know, we expect to pay, whether it's through insurance or not, but we expect that their services are something that we're going to have to pay for, or a chiropractor, something we're going to have to pay for. And so just understanding that even though, yes, you're asking for, you know, a monetary amount, that monetary amount is just the gateway to them receiving even more from you. Somehow shifting and owning that it's just that you're opening up the gate through taking X amount of dollars is really the opportunity for you to give even more. And so instead of seeing that as where almost the road ends with me taking from them, it's actually the springboard to me giving them even more.
Right. It's providing, you know, kind of like over delivering. They kind of, you know, a lot of times they'll call it over delivering. So it's providing them more value.
Yeah.
You know,
even more ways. Because you can't, you know, your time is giving them a certain amount of whatever, you know, expertise or guidance through exchange or an agreement that, oh yeah, no, I do want to learn even more techniques about relaxation on a daily, integrating it into my daily life. How do I learn even more from you? And so that's where, oh, this is how we can work together so that you can learn those techniques, or this is the item that, you know, will help you be able to do this relaxation technique without having to hire somebody to, you know, sit in a massage chair or whatever, you know, whatever it is. So taking the money as being, or the financial or the ask as being the end or this big thing, is to being instead the springboard into more. shifting the energy to where it's a conduit instead of like this big take, ask. It's really, it's the launching pad.
It's really opening up more than.
Yeah, that's a great way to phrase it too. It's opening up more. So it truly is a mindset shift in just really reframing the purpose of the exchange of money into more like putting jet fuel, or it's like fueling up the tank so that they can go even further. Yeah. So hopefully
it's having that confidence, I guess, in what it is that you're offering.
Well, leaning into the fact that this does create a huge impact on their life, your client's life, in terms of now they can be highly productive and enjoying themselves instead of feeling that tension and constriction and, you know, all that goes into stress. And that's a huge gift that, you know, you're imparting on somebody, is that ability and the techniques and the methodologies in order to live at that level of relaxation and productivity and wellness. I mean, who doesn't want that?
I like to say I like to say it's being happier in the skin that you're living in.
Yeah, exactly. And so just owning the value of that. Sometimes when we have this zone of genius and this expertise, we're so close to the work that we do that we don't realize that it is just monumental for somebody else to experience that shift. So, but yeah, so hopefully that helps move the needle a little bit.
Absolutely true. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And Karen, we're still in the middle of this pandemic. I'd like to think that we're at the tail end, but you know, things just keep unfolding here that keep prolonging. I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Well, it definitely had a huge impact in my in-person clientele.
Right.
That was completely shut down for several months. And I had a public location, which is still shut down to the public. So I'm not able to serve people at that location. I have another location, which, you know, I have control over. So I am seeing clients there, but there's a lot of clients who aren't comfortable coming. But on the other hand, I've had clients who I hadn't seen in years, who either through my newsletter or whatever decided to, you know, come back either for whatever their reasons were. So it's kind of, you know, both ends, but the pandemic definitely, you know, shut me down for quite a while. And so then I worked on some of these other more virtual type of things and putting those out into the world to try to create a bridge to get me through that time of lack.
Right. Yeah. Well, so can you share a little bit more about how you do work with people who really want to, you know, utilize relaxation as a way to increase their wellness and productivity? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. My business is Be Well and Renew, and my tagline really is, my wish is always for you to be well. And so really my philosophy is that relaxation looks different for everyone. And so it isn't a cookie cutter type of business. What provides relaxation for one individual for the other is like nails on a chalkboard. So it's really connecting with a person, having a conversation, helping them to explore different modalities and different ways that can provide them that relaxed body and mind, which I like to say encourages being more intentional in your actions, because you're not in chaos and you're not scrambling around. So when you're calm, when you're relaxed, you're able to be more intentional of what you want to do and how you're going to get that done and accomplish that. And therefore, then that makes you more productive, which we all like to be more productive, and creates a sense of satisfaction in whatever our business might be.
Yeah.
So it's having that conversation and helping people to experiment a little bit and helping them to understand the benefits of different types of resources that can be available to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. And I love the fact that you're really sensitive or tuned into each person's individual not just needs, but just the way that they're wired. And it sounds like, you know, you align the specific techniques that really work with how they are as a person.
And it's working with people that are busy people. So it isn't like people that have, you know, an excessive amount of time and can, you know, kind of be in all these different things, but things that are simple, that are accessible, that can be utilized in the middle of a busy day when you find that your stress level is elevating or your frustration level is elevating, and be able to quickly be able to access something, and helping people to, like I said, really experiment with that and find out for themselves what helps them the very most.
Yeah, that's great. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can find me through my website. They can contact me through my website, be able to kind of look at the overview of what Be Well and Renew is all about. And my website is Be Well and Renew, and that is all spelled out, bewellandrenew.com. And there is my Relax Me store in there that has a lot of the resources available. There's links in there to the Grandma's Magic Pillows. So that is helping families and children to learn how to be comfortable in a calm body and a quiet mind, because a lot of our children are really not learning that. Right. And all of this pandemic has really created such an elevated stress for families, and being sheltered and being at home together and stuff, the dynamics have really been impacted. So it's providing simple and safe resources to really help the whole family, but to teach children really a lifelong skill. Mm-hmm. So Grandma's Magic Pillows is really, that's what the purpose of that is really directed at.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love that, because they, you know, the children pattern or model what they're seeing and experiencing. And if we're as adults, you know, uptight and not maintaining a sense of calmness, well, of course, that's what they're going to learn. And they think that's what it's all about. So I love the fact that you wrote a book that is helping them to acquire or understand the value of having a calm body and quiet mind. So yeah, so that's great. So your website is bewellandrenew, correct?
.com, right?
And that's then right. You've got a store, a Relax Me store, that has all these resources, as well as lots of information on how you work with people. So that, yeah, that's fantastic.
Correct. And I was just going to say, when people go to my website, there'll be a pop-up window that will, if you share your email with me, they will receive a guided meditation download they will be able to download to all their devices, be able to have accessible, and be able to listen to that. You know, they're anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes long, be able to access that whenever they feel the need. I tell people they can listen to it once or 1,000 times. It doesn't matter, you know, but that's just my thank you for kind of, as I say, joining the Be Well and Renew family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Oh, that sounds like a wonderful gift that you're offering there. So there's a sign up for that, and it's a guided meditation. Okay, fantastic.
Right. Absolutely.
And are you on any of the social platforms as well, or is it mainly your website that where people need to look for you?
I am pretty much on Facebook and Instagram are the two platforms, and both of those, it's Be Well and Renew is my tag. Identifier on those platforms and stuff. So being able to kind of see different things. And I also am on YouTube, Be Well and Renew, and I have actually recordings of some of the Blended to Inspire cards from that deck that I created, where I actually read different messages and stuff. So if people want to listen to those messages and be able to kind of experience it, they're between a minute and 2 minutes long and stuff, just to be able to have a moment of peaceful calm. That's available as well.
Okay, great. So that's on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. So, all right, terrific. Well, Karen, you've already shared just so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I guess the advice I would have, and, you know, it took me a long time really to sort of own who I am and kind of the authentic Karen that I put into my business. So it isn't about modeling your business after someone else. Some of the speaking that I do, there's one that I do, and it's called The Unique Value of You. And I think that that so encapsulates what people struggle with, because many times we try to sound like, look like, act like, do the things that have made someone else successful.
Right.
But it doesn't fit because it isn't who we are at our core. You can take different bits and pieces of that, but really who to be your most authentic and most genuine self, and to really be proud of that instead of always comparing, because when we compare, we most almost always fall short of whoever we're comparing ourselves with.
Right.
So one of the pieces of that recently for me was owning the fact that I am a very creative person. And I had kind of judged that in the past and said, oh, you know, you keep jumping from one thing to another. You're always thinking of something new, and realize there are people that would kill for that kind of thought process and
right.
creativity. And, you know, and so instead of beating myself, to really kind of own that in a different way and be proud of that.
Yeah.
And it sort of has unleashed for me a whole realm of things that are just kind of like the Tasmanian devil, you know, they're just kind of spinning out of me. And so it's been really, it feels so joyful to be able to own that in a different way. So I guess I would just say to be true to yourself and to really look at yourself and not always be comparing yourself to someone else.
Nice. Yeah, that is powerful. I love that. That is such an important understanding to have, and just own your greatness and own the fact that it is a quality and not something to, you know, try to squelch or, you know, like you said, beat yourself up over. So that's, and then not comparing yourself with others. That both of those are just really powerful. Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome.
Well, Karen, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early business with telemarketing, you know, owning that company to launching into, you know, being a massage therapist, and then just evolving that sense of, you know, bringing wellness through relaxation into people's lives. I've just, you know, this powerful work that you're now doing, helping people really achieve wellness physically, mentally, and emotionally through daily relaxation techniques and understanding, is just such a powerful business that you're now living into. And I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be here. It's been a real joy. And as always, my wish for you and for your listeners is to be well. So I really appreciate being here with you.
Yeah, thank you. I thank you for that genuine wish. I will own that. And for all our listeners, you can reach Karen through her website, and that's bewellandrenew.com. And be sure to sign up for that guided meditation. That sounds like it's something that would bring a lot of value throughout the day. And like she said, can be listened to thousands of times and still have a huge impact. And be sure to check out her store, Relax Me Store, and look for that book and the collection of poetry, as well as other resources. So again, she can be also followed on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for people to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So if you're curious about optimizing your sales conversation, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what you discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Karen Carlson. And as always, here's to your success.